the traditional values which form the core, the basis of the society, are under assault from certain forces who claim and who portray themselves to be modern. But that's not the real face, the real idea, the real motive behind their idea. Is to destroy the local identities, the traditional values. I'll just give a few examples. So now, when established traditional societies, we have marriages, we have families, and then certain new forces come up with the idea of LGBTQ+. Now in that case, we never get to see the real thought behind it. When you dilute the sense of gender, after that, you know, a person identifying itself as a man or a woman, that goes away, that fades away. So when there is no gender, that means there is no marriage. Who would marry whom? The idea of marriage becomes redundant. If there is no marriage, then the idea of family becomes redundant. Then what is left? A simple individual person is left, who has no loyalties. If a person has a family, his loyalties are divided. He is loyal to his family, but apart from whatever work he is doing. But if he has no family, no wife, no children, then he can just be converted into a slave who can be controlled by a big technocrats or the big capitalists. Now, coming adding to this, another dimension, another innovation comes which really kills your creativity. Youngsters these days, particularly, not even youngsters, even people of my age and the elder generation, they're getting swamped by TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And you know, even personally, I can say that it's really difficult to concentrate on a book even for 5 minutes. While you are having the food at your home, you are all looking into your phones and you don't have time to talk to your parents, your children. Young boys and girls, they're just all day looking into Instagram and the mainstream discourse which is prevalent on these social media sites is all Western narratives on LGBTQ+, or like excessive nudity and the dilution of moral values. So when you create and produce such individuals, they are mentally, they are not prepared for getting married or even having a family. Such people, they don't want to have children because they feel that it's a big limitation on their freedom. Mm. It's a big curtailment on their freedom. And now add one more thing to that. If we have the AI coming in the future, and you know, you already have individuals who are totally hateful towards marriage, whose mind is completely swamped and completely distorted by the new social media invasions. If that person gets exposed to AI, or if we come to that stage where we start putting chips in individual minds, what is that? A human faculty which is able to think, critically argue, reason, feel, pray and worship, that vanishes, that goes. After that, we're just left with slaves who will be controlled by big tech. This is what's happening in today's geopolitics and these bigger forces. You know, I must use the word for techno-capitalists or techno-giants, you know, who are trying to dictate this agenda. And what can change this? Only if civilizational states govern and decide the norms in geopolitics, they can change. Because civilizational states have an association, have firm faith and regard and respect for these values. In the past also, these traditional values were invaded and attacked when global big-time ideologies and religions came, when the pagan cultures were destroyed. Now, once again, this process is repeating itself in the form of new ideologies like LGBTQ+ and social media. So we have to be very careful, guarded, and skeptical regarding these things. And the civilizational
школьниками и христианского царевича. Сейчас нам тоже нужно так же бороться, как раньше боролись с идолами, бороться с этой пропагандой ЛГБТ.